We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here, this is the live coverage of the services of fallen Buffalo police officer Craig Lehner here at the KeyBank Center in downtown Buffalo. And here is Officer Tommy Champion.
Good morning. I can't lie to you, this is a tough one. I would firstly like to recognize and send my love to the Lehner family, who have weathered this tough time with courage and admirable resilience. These are traits that I now know are shared in their genetic makeup. Traits that I have had the pleasure of observing firsthand for almost 10 years as Craig's partner and friend. I first met Craig in the Law Enforcement Training Academy after we were sworn in by the Buffalo Police on January 18, 2008. I'd always been a bit cautious with new people and often watch and observe them making assessments as I went on. I remember seeing him passing here and there. He was a big, muscular guy back then who seemed to handle the training with ease. I'd hear a couple of boisterous eruptions among groups of the guys, and I'd glance over, and I'd always find him somewhere near the center of it with that large, mischievous grin on his face, which was sometimes beet red from laughing. My immediate thought was, this guy seems like a bit of a character. And I later on find out just how right I was. During our fitness training, I'd heard from other cadets that he was suffering from a bad hernia. I couldn't imagine how painful that was, yet whenever he would report to the gym for our fitness training, consisting of a ton of push-ups, sit-ups, crunches, running, and defensive tactics training, I'd look over at then-Cadet Lehner, who was still doing it all. I knew that he was in pain, yet here was this guy doing more reps than most people there, despite being hurt. That was the sort of toughness that I could come to expect from him all the time. We eventually graduated the academy, and we were both sent to E District to begin our supervised field training. He trained during the day, and I the afternoon. After our training was over, he was transferred and placed in my afternoon platoon, where we were the only rookies on a platoon of veteran officers. Craig would be assigned to work in the same sector, which was the 4 sector, so we'd both respond to some of the same dispatch calls. I'd always prided myself with being able to speak to people calmly and with respect, while also being firm when it was necessary. I remember talking and advising someone concerning a landlord-tenant dispute and seeing Craig pull up in his Crown Vic patrol car to assist me. He listened to the complainant's issue and began to advise them, practically, efficiently, respectfully. This was important to me as I grew up in that community and was a product of the inner city. I said to myself, wow, this guy's sharp. I was surprised and almost vexed at how good and how capable he was and how well he treated people. Every officer has different strengths, and there's varying styles and ways of working. And Craig and myself seemed to be on the same page in that way that we worked. Almost a shared ideology that we seemed to have had. We both liked the same music, working out, muscle cars, had similar views, liked the same activities and food. It was only a matter of time until one day, in the beginning of our shift, he walked over to me while I was inside of my patrol car in the parking lot. He looked in a window and said, hey, bro, you want to ride together? In that typical Craig way. And little did I know that that would be the beginning of a bond and a journey together that would transcend this life itself. We became almost inseparable. If you saw one, you knew that the other one was around. It was buy one, get one free. We formed a small group of close-knit friends who laughed like children when we were together. Together, Craig and I worked meticulously with an emphasis on diplomacy and respect while also being extremely productive and active. But we always took care of business when we had to. We became extremely good at doing our own investigating and tracking down suspects who were wanted, no matter how dangerous. I could always count on him having my back, and without question, I always had his. More importantly, we had enormous fun. Imagine working as a young police officer with your best friend every single day. We would be on our way to a call in a patrol car, and whenever Craig would see someone in a car next to us rocking out, singing their music, completely lost in their own world, he'd look over at them and start dancing to the same song, prompting me to do the same. The drivers always burst out laughing hysterically or started cheering him on with their hands up as we drove off to our 911 call. That was the humor, beauty, and brilliance of my partner. What a unique soul. What an incredible life of public service, sacrifice, and dedication. Hearing his accomplishments as an athlete, a decorated soldier throughout many deployments and missions, and a decorated police officer and later K-9 officer, he almost sounds unreal. Not to mention, I'd be remiss if I didn't also acknowledge the fact that he walked around looking like a darn movie star. With his flowing blonde locks and tattoos, athletic physique, and that Cali surfer attitude of his, he was always a favorite among the ladies, prompting us as his friends to respond to him jokingly with eye rolls saying, "Whatever, Bradley Cooper." Or my favorite, Craigers gonna Craig. He did things his way. Craig had this crazy out there sense of humor, this unflappable demeanor, and ability to unapologetically be himself at all times, no matter what you thought. That seems so simplistic, but in actuality, it takes such courage, such audacity, to commit to living one's life the way you choose and refusing to compromise and settle for anything less. His commitment to public service, I imagine, was an extension of that conviction, as he frequently spoke about a better nation, a better future, and a better world. You understood that he wasn't just working a job. He was using his life to try and impact the world and leave it a better place in his wake. So, in that same spirit, to all the military service members, first responders, and to all those in law enforcement, especially those who have had the pleasure of serving alongside him, I say to you, do not be dismayed. Although we stand here, hearts heavy and broken, although we feel rattled and weary, although sometimes it feels like the world no longer respects the sacrifices that we make, scrutinizes us and treats our patriotism and dedication as an anachronism, a relic belonging in the past, we shall not yield. We shall not falter. We will continue working toward a better tomorrow, carrying out the oaths that we all solemnly vow to. This is who we are, and this world needs us. We will continue not to not only gaze into the abyss, but to stare down its evils so that everyone else can look away from it. God willing, we will have the strength to climb back out of it and return to our families, only to return to it again the next day and hope to climb out of it once more. Once more into the darkness. To quote a poem, once more into the fray. Let the memory of my friend, my partner, my brother, not distress you, not debilitate you, but instead let it inspire you. Let it motivate us to display the same unwavering courage, professionalism, sense of duty, and fearless dedication to mankind. A reminder for us to unite and to love and respect one another. May his memory give us strength, forging our resolve to carry on. Certain people have such a large presence that you think their soul couldn't possibly be restricted nor contained by just this physical existence alone. So fittingly, God has gained one of our best soldiers as an angel in his army. And I refuse to say goodbye. Look around you. His vast presence is still here with us. The memory is still fresh in our minds and our hearts. And I know I will see him again one day. And so every day that passes, I will be one step closer to reuniting with my dear friend and my partner. And because of that, I smile. And I do not fear that day. God bless you all. I love you, Craig.
An amazing job there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.